Our Alliance for a Just Recovery is fundamentally about building a multiracial, democratic, grassroots movement for a just, equitable, and sustainable recovery. Only through building a people-powered movement and an enduring coalition from the bottom up can we address the root causes of inequality, the housing and homeless crisis, racial and gender discrimination, exploitation of immigrant labor, the climate crisis, and the increased threat of more devastating wildfires. Prior to the fires, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 35% of Sonoma households and 44% of Latina households are the working poor. These households received total income of no more than $50,000 a year, with at least one member of the household reporting income from work. After the fire, we know that the economic stress on low and moderate income families has increased dramatically by the spike in the number of homeless and the record numbers of residents of this county who are accessing food banks. The housing crisis is now unprecedented and catastrophic, as the fire destroyed 5% of Santa Rosa's housing and triggered a 36% increase of rents by unscrupulous landlords. We can start here in Santa Rosa to build a movement for a just recovery during the 2018 election cycle that addresses the housing crisis by implementing a floor and a ceiling for renters in the city that includes a citywide minimum wage of $15 an hour, phasing in by 2020, including 6 paid sick days for all Santa Rosa workers, and a comprehensive rent control ordinance that limits rent increases to no more than the cost of living, and also includes a just cause eviction protections for renters. Over the last 15 years, incomes and wages for renters in this county have dropped while rents have climbed. And in addition, funding for affordable housing from the state and the federal government has been slashed by nearly 90%. We must adopt a multi-pronged approach to the housing crisis that includes increasing renter incomes, implementing rent control, and developing new local sources of funding for affordable housing. The Santa Rosa campaign to raise the wage floor can be a stepping stone towards passing other minimum wage legislation in cities like Novato, San Rafael, Petaluma, Sebastopol, and Sonoma, and over time, the counties of Marin and Sonoma, in order to establish a regional minimum wage that is higher than the state in these costly counties. Raising the wage floor for renters also includes building community support for campaigns to unionize the service sector, such as the hospitality and hotels like the Hyatt Santa Rosa.